Chapter 16. Thursday, May 17th, 6:33 a.m. Quincy didn't dream of his daughter. In the gray hours of the morning, he tossed and turned in the Pink Motel Hotel, caught in a case that had happened nearly a decade ago. 13-year-old Candy Wallace, with the pretty blonde hair and the 100-watt smile. Beautiful, sunny Candy Wallace, who was raised a devout Baptist and had no idea of the true evil that lurked in men's hearts. She was snatched on her way home from school on a normal Wednesday afternoon. One minute, she was walking down the street. The next, a pile of books was all that remained. But Candy's captor hadn't really wanted Candy. He wanted Polly, her 16-year-old sister, and getting the wrong sibling angered him. So he took to calling the Wallaces home. He would put Candy on the phone, and then he would do things to her while her sister and parents listened. After the first phone call, Quincy was brought in to listen as well. They considered him to have expert ears. Now, in the throes of his dream, he didn't remember Candy Wallace's screams or the agonized face of her mother. He didn't recall her sister Polly begging for the man to stop, to please come take her instead. She would willingly go with him if he would just let her little sister go. Please, please, please. Mostly, Quincy remembered Candy's last words, after 5 days of endless agony. Please don't be sad, Mom and Dad. It'll all be over soon, and I know I'm going to a better place. God loves me and will take care of me. I'm going to be fine. I love you. I love even this bad, bad man. My heart is true.